welcome back to the Normalize You podcast. I'm your host, Gabby, and we are kicking off season two with a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking about the three reasons, amongst many, why recovery is worth it. So let's get right into it. So the number one reason why recovery is worth it, in my opinion, is food freedom. I can't tell you the amount of times that I turned down going to a great restaurant, turned down dessert, didn't eat pizza at a party, you know, didn't have a cocktail at dinner because I was so concerned with the amount of calories that I was consuming and what it could potentially, quote unquote, do to my body. And that was all fueled by the intensity of my eating disorder. A lot of the times when I talk with clients, you know, they tell me how they're in constant fear of eating anything outside of their safe foods being foods that they feel comfortable consuming because they know they're low in calorie and they feel as though they won't make them gain weight. They say they fear eating their fear foods. A lot of people's fear foods tend to be things like pizza, burgers, fries, sweets, you know, fill in the blank. And it is so hard for me to explain what food freedom feels like because you have to experience it for yourself to understand how liberating it is. But I can at least try to explain what it feels like from the standpoint of living your everyday. And food freedom is like nothing else. Going through your life, eating what you want, when you want, the amounts that you want in a balanced way and without overthinking or without feeling guilt or shame after consuming a food is priceless. It really is. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And that is something that I always hope my clients can reach a point where they experience food freedom. That is one of the goals that I often have with a lot of my clients because, you know, living in a life tormented by shame and guilt and constantly having to calculate calories or calculate macros or calculate how you're going to fit in XYZ food into your everyday, it's exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting, which then leads into the second reason why I feel like recovery is so worth it, which is freed up brain space, hand in hand with food freedom. The amount of freed up brain space that an individual obtains after being recovered from an eating disorder, insanity. I mean, think about if you are currently struggling or you have struggled in the past, how much time and effort goes into thinking about food? What are you going to eat? How much you're going to eat? How many calories does it have? Does it have too many carbs? Does it have too many fats? You know, does it fit into your diet? That is exhausting. Having to exhibit that much energy and time and space to dedicate to the foods that you're going to eat, that's just not a life worth living. That doesn't exhibit food freedom. That doesn't exhibit, you know, allowing you to give space in your head to the other things that are far more meaningful, like fostering connections with other people, thinking about the career you want to have, thinking about the person you want to be, thinking about the relationships and connections and experiences you want to have. Leaving brain space for those kinds of experiences and that kind of thought process is way more valuable than allowing your brain to be consumed by what you're eating and what you look like. I mean, I know that when I was in my eating disorder recovery journey, the very beginning was very tough for me because I had formed a narrative around pursuing thinness and eating as little as I could, or, you know, this unhealthy relationship with food. It's all I thought about. And I know that a lot of people out there that are either going through an eating disorder or have gone through can attest to the fact it is the first thing you wake up thinking about, and it is the last thing you think about going to bed. Which, if you just think about how many hours are in a day or how long your days tend to be, that is an insane amount of hours dedicated to thinking about food in your body. It's stupid. It's wasted brain space, you know? And when you're in recovery, the fact that food can become an afterthought, that food is just this awesome, great experience, it's delicious, it fosters connection, it brings us together, it's celebratory, is awesome. But the fact that it's not what's constantly on your mind and you're allowing yourself to focus on the people around you, the tasks that you have at hand, and you feel more present in your everyday, that is something that is so valuable and that I often explain to my clients the best that I can. And it's a win-win. Having freed up brain space is like anything. It's like I don't even know how to put it into words fully, because it's so, again, priceless, beautiful, and it really allows you to just live a much more fulfilling life. Now, as I go into this third one, again, they're all intertwined. The third one is confidence. The amount of confidence that you will gain when you let go and surrender to your eating disorder is like nothing else. I mean, the lack of confidence and the profound insecurities that a lot of us feel and that a lot of people in recovery feel breaks my heart. It breaks my heart having somebody sit on my couch and not being able to see how beautiful and how incredible, how strong and courageous and important they are. It really does break my heart, and it's because I'm so passionate about what I do, but also because I'm a human, and seeing somebody else hurt makes me hurt for them, you know? And the amount of confidence that people gain after surrendering their eating disorder and just letting go of the toxicity of diet culture, letting go of the desire to lose weight or the desire to diet, your confidence skyrockets. It really does, because you're allowing yourself to focus on your personality, your strengths, your ability to be successful, your ability to foster connection, and all the other incredible things that you have to offer in this world. And that's, in my opinion, really where our genuine confidence derives from. When we're solid in who we are, what we want for ourselves, and we embrace the person we're becoming and we embrace growth, that is where genuine, true confidence stems from. And a lot of that is clouded when you're in an eating disorder. You're unable to see yourself as confident and as worthy and as lovable and as important because you're so drained both mentally and physically by your eating disorder. And so that is why, in my opinion, that is one of the most incredible things that we gain in eating disorder recovery is confidence. And living a life with confidence is a much happier life, is a much more fulfilling life. And so if you're tuning in, you're listening to this episode, and you're contemplating eating disorder recovery, or, you know, it's something that has been brought up to you, but you're not fully hooked on, I want you to ask yourself these following questions. Do you constantly feel like all you think about is food and you experience shame and guilt around food? Yes or no? Are you someone who lacks a lot of confidence and feels insecure around your body and around your relationship with food? If the answer to these questions are yes, think about all the things I just talked about. Think about all the things that you can gain through recovery. Food freedom, freed up brain space, confidence. Those are incredible things that are priceless and that unfortunately a lot of us don't have because of how normalized diet culture is and how normalized these eating disorder behaviors are. So if you genuinely want these things for yourself, I want you to think, okay, if these are the things that I want for myself, maybe recovery is worth it. Maybe recovery, of course, it will be hard, but maybe it is worth it in the long run. So I hope if you're somebody who's tuning in, who needs that little boost, who needs that push, or who needs a reason to recover, even just one of these reasons alone, in my opinion, is more than enough to pursue recovery. Because nobody in this world should live a life consumed by what they look like and the food choices that they make. We only get one life. You're worthy of living a very beautiful one, a fulfilling one, and a one that you can embrace to the fullest. And when we're in an eating disorder, unfortunately, we're not in the space to be able to embrace life at the fullest. We're not able to take on those opportunities that have been presented to us. We just aren't able to be our full selves. We aren't able to reach our full potential. And so if that's something that you want for yourself, or that's a life that you seek, I promise you, recovery is worth it. I used to think it wasn't, and I suffered from an eating disorder for a very long time. And I can't tell you enough times how much recovery is worth it, because my life now versus when I was in my eating disorder, day and night difference. I experience all these three things, food freedom, freed up brain space, and confidence, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. My life has grown so much in such a positive direction. Who I am, I'm so proud of her, and I want you to be proud of yourself because you deserve that. You really do. So again, if you're tuning in, you're listening, listen to this episode, listen to the things that you could gain. there's many other things that you could gain. There just wouldn't be enough time in a podcast episode to go over them. But these are three of just the most extraordinary things that you could gain. So I hope that you reflect on these things and you tell yourself how worthy you are of these things. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm really excited to get this podcast back up and running. And I look forward to speaking with you all next week.